Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Real Estate Pros. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I am your host, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate pros and industry experts from all across Australia and around the world, getting to know them a little more personally and the stories behind their success to help you take your career to another level. And I'm excited about this week's show. I'll be joined by Todd Pierce, the principal of Page & Pierce Real Estate in Townsville. Todd is going to share with us his background in the real estate industry. We're going to discuss what it was like for Todd and his family when he made the transition from salesperson to business owner, and why courage is the root of success in real estate. But before we catch up with Todd, I have another discovery I'd like to share with you this week. So let's do that right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Beepo, helping businesses save money and be more efficient with specialised outsourcing solutions. Visit beepo.com.au and find out just how easy it is to set up your own trusted outsourcing team that helps take your business to the next level.
Now, if you have a Facebook page for your company, you're probably thinking, what are my competitors up to? How are they going in terms of engagement? How many likes do they have? What kind of posts of theirs are getting the most engagement? Now, rather than going to each individual page of your competitors, you can actually set up a feature within your own profile to monitor up to five of your own competitors and have a look at, you know, how many likes they have, what sort of engagement they're getting, the type of posts that are getting the most engagement, and how you do that. And some of you may already have this feature set up, but for those of you who don't, just log into your company Facebook page and navigate up to the tab at the top of your page that says Insights. And once you're within that tab, about three quarters of the way down the page, it's got a section called Pages to Watch. And just click on Add Pages. And don't worry if you miss all this, we'll have the link to the instructions in the show notes. But once you've clicked on Add Pages, you can add up to five of your competitors, as long as they have a Facebook page. And you can monitor the type of posts that are getting the most engagement, how much engagement they've received in the previous week, how many new likes they've received in the previous week, how many posts they've made. And it's just a good overview, bird's eye view, a competitive analysis from within your own profile. So if you'd like to know a little bit about what your competitors are up to on Facebook, I certainly encourage you to go and have a look at this feature, and hopefully it might help you take your Facebook marketing to another level. And with that, let's transition over to this week's featured guest. Well, I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Todd Pierce. Todd is the principal and director of Page & Pierce Real Estate in Townsville, who strives to be the best leader to his team while constantly improving business systems and procedures to be the best real estate office in their region. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for that welcoming introduction.
No problem. Todd, I've given our listeners just a brief overview, but take a moment, tell us a little bit more about you personally, and then give us an overview of Page & Pierce.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Myself, I'm nearly 45, so I've been in the industry since I was 22, which is seems a long time, but I can tell you that 22 years has gone very fast. So, and I think that's that all gathers around something that you enjoy doing. So real estate's it for me. Page & Pierce, been around, this is our 11th year. So, excuse me, we have a staff of 28. Josh, we have two departments. We have the residential sales department and property management department. So we're situated in Townsville. For those of your listeners that are familiar with Townsville or aren't familiar, we're in regional North Queensland. We're driven by, I suppose, a few facets, mining, as well as Townsville. We have the second largest defence base in Townsville, which is Laverack Barracks, as well as a RAF base. Our Port of Townsville services the western regional area here in North Queensland. Outside of Brisbane and Gladstone, we're the third largest port. So we're pretty diverse up here in North Queensland.
No, I've had the chance to get up there a couple of times, Todd, and spend a bit of time over on Magnetic Island. It's a beautiful spot up there for anyone who is listening who hasn't been up there. It's certainly well worth the trip.
Absolutely.
And your wife, Sue, Todd, is actively involved in the business as well. How do you guys, find that semblance of balance between work and life, considering how active you both are in the business?
Good question. I suppose the beauty of my real estate career, Sue, was a stay-at-home mum for probably the first 15 years while I was establishing my career. So Sue wasn't in the workforce. She was the home bearer. As we all know, real estate takes a hefty toll on our time, especially trying to have work-life balance. So Sue has come into the business part probably 3 years ago, part time, and since I've acquired the business from my business partner Greg Page last June, I would say the last 18 months she's been working full time in the business and grasping the facets of real estate. She's known a lot about the sales side because that's predominantly what my interest has been.
Sure.
But now she's stepped into I suppose HR. And the driving force of property management and getting some systems and procedures in there for us to progress with growth throughout that department.
Yeah, fantastic. And Todd, for our listeners who aren't familiar with where you work and live, can you describe, I guess, the Townsville real estate market, what it's been like over the recent years up to today, and the typical property that you would sell and manage?
Okay, yeah, for sure. Look, I think visiting other regional towns in Queensland, and especially Brisbane as well. But, you know, our housing is pretty much stock standard to, I guess, most of Australia. We manage properties ranging from one-bedroom units in the inner city area up to, the upper housing, you know, the homes on Castle Hill to the Murray and Park Kettle type properties, four bedders out in the suburbs. So, you know, we don't specialise in any particular area of property management there, Josh, and that's the same as our residential sales department, mate. We sell anything and everything that's related to property in residential. So we don't go outside of the residential realms.
Sure, sure. And Townsville being, I guess, a regional town, is there, for people who aren't familiar with what it's like to work in a regional town, can you describe, I guess, the level of competition and how that sort of plays to the market as well, and I guess some challenges from a business owner's perspective of how you overcome some of that competitive challenges, I suppose?
Well, for sure, mate. Townsville's population, 2013, it was just verging 190,000 for our area, mm-hmm. Which is about 50,000 homes or properties. We have competitive agencies, depending on which week it is, mate, who's around, but up to 60 agencies in Townsville. So,
wow.
You know, it's very competitive. And that's including some of the single agencies that are running some small operations from their homes, which is a popular thing, but they're still competitors in our minds. So it's very competitive in both facets of the business. You know, in property management, it's very competitive in terms of agents that are trying to discount and win the business that way.
Well, with mining and I guess the defence side of things being such a transient town in that respect, how does that affect the market as well from both the sales and property management perspective?
The last 18 months, Josh, it's really affected us with the mining industry in Queensland taking a backward step, and Townsville predominantly was servicing a lot of those mines for accommodation for their workers with the fly-in and fly-out workers. So those last 18 months, mate, we have actually seen that there's been a dip in sales for our region, and our vacancy rates have actually grown. Just reading last week that our unemployment has just tipped 9%. So that's certainly playing a bit on our marketplace. Vacancy rates have certainly risen, but as we all know, with vacancies and when the market turns a bit, it all comes back to one thing, and it's usually price. So the big thing that we've focused on in our area here in our business is just definitely customer service and educating both our landlords and our current sellers and prospective sellers about where the marketplace is.
Sure.
It certainly wasn't where it was back in 2009. where we had a bit of a boom here in Townsville.
I think a lot of people in regional towns would resonate with that, Todd. Can you sort of break that down and maybe give us an idea of some of the discussions that you would have with the typical seller or investor around price during a market that you've had for the last 18 months or so?
Yeah, for sure, John. It really comes back to facts and figures, mate. It's actually showing them rather than telling them. Mm. So, you know, actually going back and looking at data and actually giving them that data and using comparable sales from when in a lot of cases when they bought the property to when they're selling now. I would say we're looking at 60-70% of people are actually selling their properties for less than what they've actually purchase them for. Mm. Those that have to sell. So mate, it just comes back to us educating them. The industry is still one of those industries where, you know, a lot of agents will sit there and let the client hear what the client wants to hear. Mm. Just to get the business. And that's something where we pride ourselves as, you know, if we miss out on the business because we're being upfront and we're telling the truth and we've given them all the facts. Mm. You know, that's what we'd rather be. Funny enough, when we do miss out on the business, Josh, a lot of the times those people have come back to us and said, yeah, you were right. We've tried selling or putting the property at a high price for rent. So that honesty and the way that we've communicated it to them from day one, the business has come back to us. So I'd rather do that than us have clients that come on board with us and we can't get a result from them because we've misguided them on the information that they really require.
Well, knowing you for quite some time, Todd, obviously having such a quite strong focus on sales, you've also got quite a strong focus on property management. And I'm curious to know, when was the tipping point for you to look at property management to the degree that you do now? And what would you say to other business owners who are too focused on sales to really worry too much about property management?
Yeah, I guess I fell into it, Josh. We've been in a partnership with Greg and Greg was predominantly, property management trained. And when I started in real estate, I was in the sales side of things. And this is before I actually entered into partnership with Greg. He actually employed me back in 92. So, in 92, I was only 22 years of age. So in the early 90s, being that young, starting up in sales, it was a pretty tough gig.
I bet.
Not many sales agents back in the 90s were under the age of probably 35 or even 40. Back then, mate, there was a few of us, but not like today. So I you're right. My passion has been sales and it still is. But, you know, in terms of when you are a business owner and you can't focus on one point of the business, you have to focus on all of them. And in our case, it's not just property management and sales, it's also the administration side as well, which is the engine room that keeps the whole business running. Mm. So it was really probably about six years ago, Josh, probably 7 years ago, Greg actually got seriously ill with a bout of cancer. Mm. And actually took him out of the business for a good 12 to 18 months. So luckily for me, we had systems and procedures in place. And that's a big factor of Greg, is that he believes that you've got to have that in place. And that's one benefit of our partnership. So I had to step up. We did have a department manager as well. So I had to step up and I had to start attending meetings and hearing what was actually happening in this department. So, and that started to educate me to say, well, you know, sales usually gives us the cream, but you know the property management department gives us the running costs. You know, it's there to keep the thing afloat, and for us in the direction, you know, heading north. Mm. So you know, I had to step up then. It's still a thing that I put my fingers in the pie, so to speak, Josh. But I now have a good department manager in Mel, and my wife Sue has really stepped in and in head of operations of that department in putting some new systems and procedures and in there for that department.
It still surprises me, Todd, that really it's in 2015 that some business owners, I would say it would be a minority these days, that still don't recognise the value of their rent roll and what that will mean for them one day when they decide to exit the business. And, you know, you either have a systems-driven business or an energy-driven business, and one's very much more sustainable than the other. And, you know, a systems-driven business will operate the same no matter who's behind the wheel. And I think certainly it's testament to the systems you put in place. And can we just break that down? What are some of the other things you guys are working on at the moment to really bed down that systemized department to make sure that it is running consistently all the time?
Well, in terms of one thing alone is we've actually contracted Real Estate Dynamics to actually quarterly come up for training, Josh.
So you have a coach in place, do you?
Yeah, we have Rose Kelly from Red who comes up, and we have Rose up for a full day, and that is beneficial. That's been just on a year now that's happened. And Rose has come up and I suppose has just made sure that we are aligned and make sure that we're following our plan and our goals. But she also has come in and shown our staff that, you know, what we're actually driving forwards is the benefit of not only the business but for them. Getting back to your comment then about the systems and the systems are in place, but from that those systems, mate, the energy comes from the people then, because they can see that they're following something. They're not just turning up at their desk, looking at a computer screen or looking at a pile of paper and saying, God, where do I start? That's where I have been in other offices and I've seen that, whereas in our office, our staff come to work, they know what they've got to do. They're not drowning. They've got plenty of support in place. So one system is putting training in. We've had a couple other things that we've put in. We've put in a recent product called Maintenance Manager for the department. So that's realigning all our maintenance in that area, and also, mate, for our tenants and our landlords is Inspect Real Estate. And the support that we do get, so if there's something from Andrew from Inspect Real Estate, if we don't understand, it's just an email away and then they respond pretty quick. So once again, I'm on the outer of that. Sue's been the driving force of Maintenance Manager, Inspect Real Estate, but I can just see the change it's made in our department since the middle of last year.
And I think, it's really important, Todd, that any business owners that are listening that really trying to get the most out of their property managers. I think it's a minority these days, Todd, that business owners are trying to squeeze as much as they can out of the property manager that they have and really not investing back into the business to give them the tools that they need to or in getting more staff on to give more capacity to the other team members. And I think it's really important that people take away from what you've just said is really investing back in the business to give the property managers the tools they need to take it to another level.
And mate, to comment on that, I hope it's a minority that are doing what you're saying, but I think any change in any business is a scary thing. You know, and that's one thing that you've just got to. You don't have to do it straight away, but you have to reassess it. You have to look at it, and that's one of the things in our office when we do look at making a change. We actually inform the staff that we're considering it. We get their input on it, on how they think that'll affect them and the benefit, and then we do it in slow steps. So for us to put, just for instance, Inspect Real Estate in, you know, it didn't happen overnight. It took us a good three months of making sure this is the right step for us. And you know, and now I have other principals from not in Townsville, through other regions that I'm associated with, another training group that, you know, are asking us, you know, tell us a bit more about this Inspect Real Estate and whatnot. And the answer to them is, guys, go and investigate. Make the phone call. Give Andrew Reese and his team a call, and do what we've done. You know, So small steps when you do make changes is something that we do. We don't rush in, Josh.
No doubt. Well, I remember it was a conversation with a business owner on the Gold Coast many, many years ago, and it's I've still got it printed in my memory, Todd, where he said, Josh, my sales business gives me the lifestyle I want now and my rent roll gives me the lifestyle I want when I retire, and that's where I invest most of my time back in the business. So it's really – I think it's really important, again, for that minority who are listening who tend to look at property management as that poor cousin, that really it's, as you said, sales is the cream and the rent roll is what they're going to have when they exit the business one day. So, but Todd, I've known you for quite some time and I've followed your success over the years. And out of all of the awards that Page and Pierce have won over the years, which one stands out the most and why does it mean so much to you?
Okay. Yeah, mate, we have won numerous awards, in the last 3 or 4 years. I guess, Josh, we're not associated with a franchise or anything like that, but it's awards and that are one of those things that I've probably been a bit negative towards. But it wasn't until that I thought, well, look, let's have a crack at some of these awards and whatnot. And I suppose the one that Sue and I are most proudest of is that we're in our training group in sales side of the business, we were able to actually nominate the entire office. So it wasn't just a sales award. So I would say winning Office of the Year 2 years in a row at the Australasian Real Estate Awards was the big one, because it was focused on all the results of the office, of both departments. It was focused on the culture of the business. That would probably be the most rewarding one from all the hard work that we've done as a group in getting our culture right, our team dynamics correct, and of course, the procedures that we've worked on and tweaked. Having two traditional departments in a real estate office, there's always that division, that so-called division between the two of them. But we truly believe now that we've done so much work towards that by little things, Josh. We have monthly company updates where we all attend company updates either before work or after work. We either have some breakfast or some drinks. The staff come together. They know what each department's doing. They know what admin's done for the business. We've introduced, staff member of the month, salesperson of the quarter awards, things like that, just to recognise. And it comes back to the awards that we've got from winning that we've implemented these in, and just keeps our culture going and it's something that is there. Sure, we've won individual awards for people, which we're very proud of, but it would have to be Office of the Year, mate.
Well, I just want to take you back. I'm not sure whether it was 2013, Todd, when you actually presented at that conference. And I remember you telling a story about one particular agent who was your top performer.
Yes.
Your top performer in the office. And do you remember the presentation I'm referring to?
Yeah, I do, mate.
And I'm quite interested to for our listeners to really absorb that story. And I think it's a really important one, because that top performer, you let them go, didn't you?
I did, yes, mate. One of the toughest things when you're in sales is building a team. It's when you have a sales department, is building a team. But even tougher is having the right culture in that team. That team, we actually won Sales Team of the Year that year. Prior to those awards, I had to let this salesperson go. He was one of my top performers. He was bringing in over $550,000 in fees. Wow. So for Townsville, it's pretty good. But it was just one of those things, mate. I had other staff coming to me. He was undermining my sales manager's authority. He was undermining the business. I had actual staff members coming to me advising what was happening, whereas I know in a lot of other instances in businesses where things like that happen and the staff don't know where to go or don't feel comfortable in coming and seeing the principal. Mm. This wasn't the first time, by the way, Josh. We had given the chap a warning, I suppose, a year earlier, but it just kept creeping back that, I call him the 400-pound gorilla, mate. And I think all principals with sales teams have had a 400-pound gorilla, and sometimes we're just scared not to let them go because they do produce good fees. But the funny enough, when I did let this person go, mate, our results went up again, and we won Sales Team of the Year the following year without that person. So it just goes to show you have to make some hard decisions at the time you think they're hard, But they're the right decisions, and we progress forwards from it. And we've still built the team, and we're still going strong.
Well, Todd, I want to turn the spotlight onto moments of your career that have made you who you are today. And we often hear the 20,000-foot view of someone's success in real estate. But here on the Real Estate Pros podcast, we want to take it down to that grand level of actual moments in time where you've either failed or succeeded in your career. So with that in mind, can you tell us a story, take us there with you, of a moment in your career where you felt like you'd failed? Tell us what happened and how it made you feel.
It's a tough question, mate, looking back on your failures. I guess it was, for me, it was early on in my career. I suppose it was 6 years in. You know, 6 years into real estate, you've got some momentum happening. You've got through that the crunch time. The first 2 years, I really believe, is the time that any person in getting into residential sales has to knuckle down and have no excuses. When what I mean, be a bit selfish, put everything aside, be aligned with your partner. Luckily, I was for those first 2 years. But I guess in about 6 years into my career, mate, I kind of lost sight of other things. I was too focused on real estate, if this makes sense. You know, I'd lost focus on other things like friends, even family, things that we take for granted. And I guess it wasn't until my wife, you know, woke me up one day and said, you know, something like, it's Todd, it's been 32 days since you've had a day off. You haven't spent any time with the kids. I think you deserve some time for yourself outside of real estate, let alone us as a family. And I guess I failed, to a degree where I lost focus on the most important things, where real estate just engulfed me. And I think we all get like that when we're in a career that everyone wants a piece of you, mate. So it is one of those careers. I don't know if that's something that you were, you know, as a failure, but I look back on that and it's always a time that it woke me up and I had to get that work-life balance right. So I guess I failed with my work-life balance real early. But since that moment, mate, I've realigned myself and I make sure that I take time off and I make sure that I've got, especially when I was in sales full-time, Josh, because it was a six-day, seven-day-a-week job. Yeah. In that case, it was 32 days in a row, wasn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think everyone in any business, not just real estate, Todd, pardon me, that would resonate with that story. I'm sure we've all gone through that moment where we're so consumed by the work that we do. I know I'm guilty of it as well, Todd. And you know, it certainly takes the people around us that know us and love us the most that really it takes for them to say something or do something that really pulls us back into gear. And for yourself, it was Sue waking you up one morning saying, hey, Todd, mate, take some time out for yourself, let alone the family, as you said. So, no, I think everyone can resonate with that story and certainly take some comfort in that they're not the only person that's gone through it.
Oh, mate, you know, in terms of failure, that's one that really resonates with me. I always look back at that moment and go, well, and that's actually helped my career. It's actually you know, I was running myself down and I was looking after everyone else except number one and number one, the family, number two, myself. So, but yeah, mate, I had some big goals and those goals were there and that was my main focus. But, I hope that resonates something as a failure, mate.
No, look, absolutely. Well, maybe not a failure in the typical sense, but certainly a moment in your career where it was a pivoting point for you nonetheless, right, Todd. But, let's take it to the other end of the spectrum. Can you tell us a story that sticks out in your mind of a moment where you felt like the formula you had in place was the right way to go about growing a real estate business? And again, take us there with you. Take us to a moment in time that stands out. What happened? What was going through your mind? And how did that make you feel?
Probably midway through our actual partnership. With Greg Page and Josh's, and it wasn't far after Greg had his cancer scare. Then we had a 10-year business plan, and you know, halfway, 5 years into that business plan, Greg dragged me up and said, "Mate, let's catch up for lunch." And we caught up at just one of the local pubs for lunch, and he said, "Oh, bring Mary Lynn, who's our office manager, and along." I went, "Oh, okay, yep." Now remember, Greg's been in his sick bed and that. And basically just Greg at lunch said, "Look, mate, all bets are off." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, I'm out. Either you find a way to you know, proceed and buy me out, or we'll just sell up. Wow. You know, that at that point in time, when we're another 5 years away from where Sue and I were financially, well, in our mind and goals, that we were financial enough to be able to support purchasing Greg out at the 10-year mark, was something that was thrown at us. But from there, mate, we moved forward. We put a plan in place with Greg that allowed Greg to step away from the business, not full time, but certainly part time. That plan satisfied him and satisfied us. We then, at the time, we didn't have any training group, or we weren't associated with anyone in terms of training with sales or for property management. So we joined a training group called the Pittard Training Group on the sales side of things, which I'd been associated with back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of my mentors is Gary Pittard back in the 90s, and he now has his own training group. So I felt comfortable going back to that group.
Sure.
So we put a plan in place, Josh, and last year in June, which is year 10 of our original business plan, we still were able to follow that and purchase Greg, and he's happily retired now, and we're progressing forward for another 20 years probably, mate.
No, that's really – I think it's a great story for anyone listening that has really been faced with that moment. It's a sink or swim moment, Todd, for any person, any salesperson as well, because typically salespeople – not every salesperson that makes a transition to business owner is successful at making that transition, and it's not for everyone.
No, definitely not for everyone, mate. And like typical, a lot of typical salespeople, mate, we waste a lot of money in our early years in sales. So, you know, if I had known what I knew now, when I first started in real estate, mate, when Greg had come to me, I probably would have said, yeah, no worries, mate, let's do it. But it was just a chink in the armor for us. And mate, here we are now. We're progressing forward.
Well, Todd, thanks so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from the Census e-business report, which found of those Australians who have an internet-enabled phone, 53% access the internet more than 5 times per day, with 1 in 5 accessing it more than 15 times per day. I think it's a timely reminder to look at the user experience that you're providing for your website visitors on all devices to make sure that you're getting enough traffic to your site. I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. So, Todd, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show, where I'll ask you 5 quick questions and get you to come back with 5 quick answers. Are you ready?
Okie doke, let's go.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
An old cliche, it has to be Sue, mate, because Sue was the driving force to get me into real estate, or get me out of the trade I had and into real estate. So I'd have to say Sue on a personal factor. And right now, mate, she's my business partner as well.
Todd, what is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
Spending time with my wife and obviously the kids, mate. The favourite thing is actually travelling as a family, so holidays with them as a whole.
What is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson is one that I always pick up. And, mate, it's amazing how many people I've given a copy to have come back to me and just got it and have thanked me. So it's got to be that one.
And can you explain for our listeners a little bit about what you took out of that book and how everyone in real estate can relate to it?
Certainly. Look, any time that you're self-doubting, that what you're doing, especially career-wise, this is one for salespeople too, mate, this book. But I first read it when I was a salesperson. I was probably 8 years into my career and I was a bit stale going, what do? I might start my own business. I might go and look at doing something else. And just reading that book realigned me and gave me the answers that what I was already doing was the right path for me.
Todd, this is probably an interesting one considering we had some technical difficulties at the start of this interview with our Skype connection. But what is your favourite technology resource you use daily to help you run a better business?
In our business for property management, at this point in time, mate, it has to be Inspect Real Estate. What it's done for our staff, our landlords, the reporting system that it does for them, for our landlords and for our staff to report back to them is just, you know, invaluable. So Inspect Real Estate for the property management side of business, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the sales side, it just has to be our CRM, which is my desktop, right? Which listeners will be familiar with that. We're one of the first users of my desktop. We've been using it for 10 years. We couldn't live without that.
It's often said that the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell and how many properties they manage. And if you had to choose one thing, just one, that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, however they measure it, what would it be and what would your advice be to overcome it?
It's courage, Josh. I mean, in real estate, if you haven't got courage, then it's probably not for you, real estate. So, you know, there's a saying, winners lose heaps. And that's what happens in real estate daily. We lose landlords, we lose sellers, we lose buyers. So getting back on the horse and staying focused is one thing. But if you haven't got the courage to get through some of these things that come across daily to us, then real estate's probably not for you. And I actually use that in my interview process with my staff.
Well, Todd, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favourite success quote and how do you think people in real estate can relate to it?
Okay. I've got two that I use regularly with my staff. They're
go
probably stiff hearing it, but if it's meant to be, it's up to me, Josh. Basically, it just means that, you know, get off your ass and do it. You know, you have to do the things, the tough things to succeed and get out there. And the other one is – mate, this is the number one, is treat everyone the way that you expect to be treated. Mm. Daily in this industry, that's the way that I expect our staff to treat our clients, our customers, and even our suppliers, mate.
Well, listeners, you can find all of the resources that Todd has shared with us today along with all of the show notes by visiting our website, steps.com.au/Todd Pearce, spelt P-E-A-R-C-E. Well, Todd, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge, and advice today. I know that people are going to resonate with the stories you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about Page and Pearce Real Estate?
They can contact me through our website, which is pagepearce.com.au. And on there is all my contact details. They can also call me or email me.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for the invite.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we love reviews. So please head over to iTunes right now and tell us how the show has helped you. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, we'd love to hear from you about how we could improve, because at the end of the day, this show has all started to help you, the Real Estate Pro. I hope you have a great week ahead and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.